the things that bless Hashem is toivim angels, toivim those that are only toiv. In any event, somebody who says in davening goes to the Amid, this is talking about the chazan, somebody goes to the Amid and he says, "Yisachucha toivim, I raise the derech minus." You should know the derech minus. That's a lacha. Yeah. Al kain sipur yegiya rachamlecha. Somebody says, on the nest of a bird, yegiya rachamlecha, your mercy reaches toward the nest of a bird. In other words, he's talking about, this is a reference to Shiluach HaKan, that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and he says, look how merciful Hashem is, that his mercy reached all the way down to the nest of a bird. Or somebody says, when he goes to the Amid, Al-Toyv Yizachar Shmecha, for the good, your name should be recalled. Or he says, Moidim, Moidim, or he says, when he goes to the Amid and he says, comes to the bracha of Moidim, he repeats, Moidim, Moidim, Mishatkin, he says. So we tell him to be quiet, we hush him. So here, not only is it that echninos, it's worse, we tell him, we immediately silence him.
That goes on both of them, Al-Tayv Yizach Shmech and
Moidim. And, yes, if he says either Al-Tayv Yizach Shmech or he says Moidim, Moidim. Because Al-Tayv Yizach Shmech, for the good, your name should be recalled, is we have a halacha that Kishen Shem Barchim Allah, Tayv Shem Barchim Allah, no, you have to bless Hashem for the good and for the bad. Somebody who gets up and he's the Metargimah and he translates what he's translating to the Tibur, and he says when reading the Parsha of Arayis, and he mistranslates it to make it more genteel. So that again, we're going to silence him. So what does it mean that he is Mechana Barayis? So Rashi says that Mechana Barayis is that the Gemara of Parsha, there's Parsha Arayis Bekinui. He says the Parsha of Arayis with a kinui. He doesn't translate it exactly. But Umer, loy erva mamash divar rakasav, ala kin rakasav, ola shein rakar oisei, erva megale kolin, ovi vikolin, imoi. Instead of translating instead of saying the nakedness, revealing the nakedness of his father, the nakedness of his mother, he says instead the shame of his father, the shame of his mother.
What's melitza?
Melitza means a
joke sometimes.
Melitza means not the exact translation.
Indirect.
Melitza means a saying. So if he says, so it's Muhammad, I use some shots in my soul. So that's what Rashi says. He says the shame of his father, the shame of his mother. Others say that what he mistranslated is the pasuk says Avicha, your father. And instead of saying your father, he says a father. He says someone's father. He doesn't say your father. He wants to make it less direct. We find a similar statement in the Haggadah where we actually do speak in that manner. It says Rasha Mahu Oimer. Then the Rasha, what does the Rasha say? So he says, Ma'avodah Yisrael Lechem, Isha Yisrael Tachmei Min HaKlal, Kafar B'Ikar, since he removed himself, he is Kafar B'Ikar, he denies the existence of Hashem, or he denies the Ikar of Hashem, and what happens is we say to him, and we say, and you say to him, leave a loy loy, and you say, because of me, Hashem took out, and you, Hashem, would not have taken out if you would have been in Mitzrayim. But we don't say you, we say loy, he. So in third person. So the Rebbe explained that at this Seder, it's not sitting the Russia. So we don't want to say, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. He wouldn't have taken you out of Mitzrayim. He wouldn't have taken him out of Mitzrayim, because we don't want anyone to get the impression that the Baal HaGadah, that the person who's saying, that reader of the HaGadah, is saying that someone at this table is a Rosh. So that we put. So there, in fact, we remove it and we say third person.
Because
in the other... Right, but there we're not translating the public.
Right.
There we're just, out of respect, we're talking about the Russia in third person.
Here,
when you're translating for the Rabbin a pasuk, you can't change the pasuk. Somebody who says from your children you shouldn't give half over from Moilich. Moilich was Avedah Zarah, where you took a child and you put it over a fire. Some say that you burnt the child, others say that you just passed it over the fire. And so how does he translate that pasuk? Leisitin la'abrabanim Musa, that you shouldn't give your child over to and you shouldn't impregnate an our Armenian woman. So Mshatimis ibn Azifa. You silence him with condemnation. Now, so this is even a third level, so the first level was we just said it's Derech Ninus. We don't believe that he's a Ninus, we say it's Derech Ninus, and we discourage him. The second level was we said Mshatimis, we tell him to hush. Here now not only we tell him to hush, here we tell him hush, and we say it in a condemning manner. What was the problem with saying La'avra bar Yosef? To say that La'avra bar Yosef is that you, what Rashi explains, what he's doing here is he's saying that L'shitin Yisarach you shouldn't give from your children to pass over to Melech. So he says that pasuk means to give it over to Melech, means to give it over to the nations that believe in Melech, meaning you don't impregnate a woman from that nation, because what's going to happen is they're going to raise the child for Abu's son. What's the problem with doing that? The problem is that the pasuk says about that there's a chi of nisa, and there's a chi of karis, and there's a chi and there's a chi of malchus. But having relations with a non-Jewish woman doesn't have a chi of nisa, so it doesn't have these punishments. Therefore, you're now taking a pasuk and giving a punishment that's not the punishment. There's a different punishment. We say kanoim poigim boy, but we don't say that there's chiyav misa of bezdin. That's the problem. So that is some point out there's nothing wrong with darshaning the pasuk not kemashmoy. The problem is that he's getting up as a targum and he's translating the pasuk for the rabbin in that manner. When the rabbi is saying it's Russia. So he says, I'm going to darshan the pasuk. But when he's getting up and saying, this is the translation of the pasuk, that's no good. And then you tell him, Meshachim Eishim Minisifa, you tell him to be quiet in a condemning manner. Now the Gemara says, Bishloima Moidim Moidim. So I understand when somebody says Moidim Moidim, why it is that's Derech Ninus. And why we tell him to be quiet? So the message to stay the shuyas, because it would seem when he says it that he's saying it to two different entities. He's saying moedim, we thank you, moedim, we thank you. I understand valtevi zaka shmecha nami. I also understand why we tell him to be quiet when he says valtevi zaka shmecha. The mashma al toiv in valra loy, that it seems that he's saying for the good, yes, and for the bad, no, I don't bless you. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah and Brachos Kayev, the Baruch Al Arok, Shem Shem Baruch Al Teva. A person is Kayev to bless Hashem for the bad, as he is Kayev, as he's obligated to bless for the good. But I don't understand, says the Gemara, Elal, Kan Sipur Yigir Rechamecha, my time of Ligi Batreya, so my time, what's the reason why even to the nest of a bird, your mercy extends. Why is it that we are upset when he says this? So there's an argument between two Amoraim in the Gemara in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin and Rabbi Yosi bar Svida. So Rabbi Yosi bar Avin and Rabbi Yosi bar Svida of Eretz Yisrael have this machlekes. Chadam of nation map of Kina the Meis of Rishis. One says because he is placing jealousy in the creation. And the other one says that it's because he's making the midos of Hashem to be rachamim, and the mitzvahs of Hashem are only zeiros, they're decrees. What does this mean over here? So one says that he's making jealousy in creation means that all the other creatures say, Hashem made this mitzvah shiluach hakan because Hashem has mercy on the birds. What about the fox? And what about the horse? And what? So, what are you doing? And the other says the problem is that he's saying that the reason for the mitzvah of shiluach hakan is because of Rachamim, and the reason for the mitzvah is it has nothing to do with Rachamim, it has to do with Xerus. That's what Hashem wanted, that the mitzvahs are given for humans, and it has nothing to do with the animals.
So if someone comes to tell you, oh yeah, kashrus, it's just for health.
Right. So it's in an elixir. Now, that, by the way, doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't have mercy on the animals. We, in fact, have a pasuk, "Verachem al ha'masim." Hashem has mercy on all the creatures. We're talking about what is the reason for the mitzvah? Is the reason for the mitzvah that Hashem had mercy on the animal, or is the reason for the mitzvah something else? So we say no, the reason for the mitzvah is something else. It has nothing to do with mercy on animals. If you look in the Ramban, they explain that in fact that the reason for the mitzvah is Rachmanis. So the Maral and others ask, how does that fit with this Gemara? Gemara Nevuchim says Rachmanis. What's going on? You look at the Ramban on the Pasuk. Rachmanis. Explain that what the Rambam and the Ramban mean is not that Hashem had Rachmanis on the birds and therefore gave the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, it's that Hashem wanted the Yidden to have Rachmanis on, to develop the Midah of Rachmanis, and so he gave the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, not because Hashem had Rachmanis on the birds, but because Hashem wanted to develop in the people the Midah of Rachmanis. The Zohar gives another explanation for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. The Zohar says that the reason for Shiluach HaKan is that when a person sends away the mother bird has anguish, not as much as making an egg in front of the mother bird and making scrambled eggs, but has anguish. And that's Mo'er by Hashem. The Shechina should have mercy on the Shechina's children. So a mother has mercy on her children. And so every time the bird cries, Hashem says, the bird has Rachmanis, I should also have Rachmanis. Ahu the Nachas Kamedet Abba. There was this person who went down to balance of the Amid in front of Rabba. So in the olden days, the Chazan went down to the Amid, lower. He was a little on a lower mountain. From the depths, he called out to Hashem, so the Shliach Tzibur went down. Ahu the Nachas Kamedet Abba, he went down to balance of the Amid, Amar, and he said, Asa Kasta Kan Tzibur, you had mercy on the nest of our birth, you should have mercy on us. Then there's these words that are taken out of the Gemara, you had mercy on this pasuk that you know what shacks a mother and a child on the same day, mother cow, baby cow, atakus, but you should have mercy. You should have mercy on us. Amar Rava, kama yoda haim menabonim l'ritzuy l'mori. The Rava exclaimed in front of Abaye. He said, "Wow, look how wonderfully this rabbi comments it on." Amar li Abaye. Abaye said, "I understand something. That the Israeli Rava b'mashakin loisoy." We say in the Mishnah that you should tell him to be quiet. Where it says that in fact Rabbi wasn't making a mistake. Rabbi was testing his student to see if he remembers the halacha that Meshachim said, look how wonderful he's davening, to see if he's going to agree or he's going to disagree. Ahu Dinasa Kameid Rav Chanina. There was one who went down to daven for the Amid in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, and he said, instead of saying, he continued on and said, Ha'adir v'chazak v'ahamid, be majestic, be strong, be powerful. Omar lay, in Gemara Brachas, we have the same thing, continues on, and he said other things. Here's the shortened version of what he said. Omar lay, did you finish saying all of the praises of your master? That you now that's all you can say about Hashem. So, and then he says to him, "Hashta hani plaza ilav the kaskinu Moshe ve'Eisef." Not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these three things, these three statements about Hashem, these shvachim, these praises of Hashem, the Yakel Hagadol Agiber Vaneda Hagadol Agiber Vaneda. We would not be able to say. If Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't written these phrases about Hashem, and Anshe Knesset HaGedolah wouldn't be mistaken to say it in davening, we wouldn't say, you say all of these. Mashal la'adam, what you're doing is, like a mashal, shahayu, ma'adam shahayu lo'yelef ha'u se'alof in din le'zah. Somebody had millions of gold coins, like Mikhalson Oisoy didn't make cash. And they were, and then somebody comes and says, you know how rich he is? He had silver coins. See, so what's he doing? He's completely missing the point. He's completely missing, he's diminishing. He's not praising him. He's saying something about it that's completely, he's missing the point completely. It's not only quantitatively, it's qualitatively he's got it wrong. Even when we say about, Chassidus always talks about this, and over here we say about, we've actually the pasuk about Anvas Nusay, that this is the Nivus of Hashem, that Hashem allows people to call him a Godul Agibar Vaneda when Hashem is not Godul Agibar Vaneda. Hashem is completely, when we say, I'm Chachim, we say, you're a Chachim, the Leib Chachim Yidi, it's not, you're a Chachim, but he's not the Chachim that we, he's not Chachim at all. We have no other way of relating and communicating with Hashem other than to refer to him in terms that are human terms. They're completely not human terms when we're talking about Hashem. They have nothing to do with the human understanding.
He's waiting on any description.
So it's beyond description. So why does Hashem want to say that's Hashem's Panhidus. He allows himself to be denigrated and considered a praise. You know, it's a muscle to understand this is heard many, many years ago, a mussel, not about this, but it's a good mussel to understand this gemara. With two schnurrers sitting on a bench in Russia 150 years ago, one says to the other, for I wish I was wealthy, I wish I was rich like Rothschild. Other one says, rich like Rothschild, I don't understand what you're talking about. And explain this to me. What do you mean, wealthy like Rothschild? But you know, we go around, we snort a whole day, we snort money. At the end of the day, we have a few cupcakes. What can you do with a few cupcakes? So we go into the bakery and we buy some old crusty bread. On a really good day, so we get two slices of crusty bread and a piece of herring. Let me tell you how rich Rothschild is. Rothschild is so rich that on any day he wants, he can eat as much old bread and herring as he wants. He doesn't have any concessions. Not only that, if you would say about Rothschild, if you come to Rothschild, tell you that wealthy you are, you can eat as much stale and bread as you want, and as much herring as you could be. Not only Mr. Fazen, he wouldn't be saying his shavach, he wouldn't be saying his praise. He'd be saying you're a spotless. Omer of Chanina. So now we said something from Rabbi Chanina. We're going to say another thing from Rabbi Chanina. Hakil b'nei shamayim chutz mi'yir shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for yir shamayim. When before a person is born, so in shamayim the machriz 40 days before yitzir sa'ada and they bring the neshama and they say about this person, he's going to be a chachem, he's going to be a tippish, he's going to be tall, he's going to be short, he's going to be smart, he's going to be stupid. Say everything about him. What they don't say is whether he's going to be a Yer Shamayim. That's left in his hands. That's up to him. Shenemar, at the test in the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says, from Shemarta Va'ati Yisrael, and now you, Yisrael, Ma Havaya Lekech HaShayel Mi'imach, what does Hashem ask of you? Ki in the Yira. Oh, but to fear Hashem. So Hashem is asking you to fear. Now, if fear would be something that would be exavious, so Hashem couldn't ask you to have fear. So he's saying, Mikol the Yira, no. So now, the Gemara says something. If you look carefully at the topic, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, what is the Hashem ask of you? Only to fear. Only seems like it's something simple. And we're asked, we follow your Melsa's exercise. Should we conclude from this that Yira is something small? Everybody understands your Shemayim is not the simplest thing. It's not a small thing. Mar says, being yes, Lagabi Mishnah being a little bit deceived, Lagabi Mishnah being a something small. And Al-Bab explains what it means. What's Mishnah being was saying, Lagabi is a small thing, Yid is a small thing. He's talking to the Yid. What does he say? I'm asking you of you a small thing, Yir Shamayim. Maybe Mishnah being a small thing. The Yid is not a small thing. The author claims that Moshe Rabbeinu gives the koyach into every person to have that ability to have Yir Shamayim. It's a mashal to Adam. What? It's a mashal to a person. Shemavakshem emenek kligah. That they ask of him a big keli, expensive keli, the eshlo. And he has many of them. So they are love kikli kosmos. So to him, it's nothing here. The aimla is aimla kikli gadol. The person who doesn't have it, so he's expensive keli, doesn't have it. So it's a big thing. Avad Abzeda, so Abzeda says, Oime Shema Shema. Somebody says Shema Shema. So that's not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Moedin Moedin, but similarly, if somebody says Shema Shema, Oime Moedin Moedin. So this, he says, Moedim, Moedim. Yeah. So now we're going to ask a question. How could you say, you just said that somebody says Shema Shema is like you said Moedim, Moedim. So let's look. Somebody says Shema and he doubles it up. He says it again, he repeats it. He is
disgusting. So Meguna Huda the Havid. Shukina Mishaskina. We say that he's Meguna, he's disgusting, but we don't say that you shashin, that you Mishaskina, you say. So but you said that Shema Shema is like Moedim Moedim. Moedim Moedim, we say Meshatkin Moedim. That's the halach. And Shema Shema is not Meshatkin. So you just, so how do you compare Shema Shema to Moedim Moedim? Where's it like Kasha? Hada Amar Milsa, Vitanila. Hada Amar Psukka Vitanila. One case is talking about where we say that in the Brisa, that his Meguna is talking about that he said Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael Hashem Hashem. He's just repeating every word, and there it doesn't look like he's talking about Shdei Deshuyis. When he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then he's saying it seems like he's talking to one God, and then he's saying over and talking to another God. Somebody just repeats the pasuk by saying the word, each word individually, so he's talking nonsense. And that's why. Others say just the opposite, that Teshma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So at the very worst, it seems like he didn't say with kavanah, he's repeating himself. Somebody says Shema Shema, so why is he saying Shema Shema? Because he doesn't want to say the whole pasuk to one God, and the whole pasuk to another God, so he's saying Shema Shema. So he's not giving any greater deference one to the other. But most say that it's talking about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shem Shachin Eisod. And somebody just says Shema Shema, it's Meguna. But it's not like Echad Echad. No.
Amar Leh Rapapa L'Rava. So now Rapapa says to Rava, somebody says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Dilma Mikara Lekiven Baite. Maybe he doesn't mean anything like that. He's not a heretic. He didn't have Kavana when he said Shema Yisrael, and so he's saying it again. Ask the Kivim Daiti. Now the second time he said it with Kavon. Amalei, so he said to him, Rusek Lavishmaya. Yes, even that, so a reason why to be Mishaskin Eser. How could somebody say Shema Yisrael without Kavon? The Pasuk Shema Yisrael, such an important Pasuk. You're saying that you're talking about the unity of God, and you just said it without thinking, that you now have to say it over. How could somebody say Shema Yisrael without having got on it? Kavrusa Klapi Shema, you're friends with God, like you're talking to your friend, and you say, can you repeat that? I wasn't listening, or I was talking to you, know what I was? I was casting a demo while I was talking to you. I don't know what I was saying. Elin Chavin Daita, if somebody doesn't have Kavana when he says the prophet Shema Yisrael, Mechina, we should take a blacksmith's hammer, the heavy hammer of a blacksmith, and smash you over the head with it until you say it with kavana. Somebody says arayis with kinoi, so we tell him to be quiet. Talmud of Yosef. What is so Rabbi Yosef said? So we said this earlier. Rashi told us what the Gemara is going to say. Kalein other kalein imlo. He says instead of saying reveal the nakedness, he says to reveal the embarrassment, to reveal the shame. Say something shameful about the parent. Well, oymerim itarachal if you mahavid lamelech. Somebody says that from your children you shouldn't give to pass over to melech. The panigved and Shmuel says. The Yeshiva of Shmuel says the Yisrael Habal Akusis. He's talking about the Yisrael who had relations with Akusis. He translates it that it's a person who had relations with Akusis, and he had a child from her and gave it over, which will be given over to Avi Dizara. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. Now again, this is where he's translating it. for the Olam, that's his Metargim, he's in the Turgamon, and that's how he's Metargim. But in Zilosh, you can, in fact, say it, and in fact, if you look at the Targum manuscript in the field, that's how the Targum
comes to mind. The Molly, they make sure that this one's closed, so he doesn't.
The story of Reuven, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, and you read the story about the Reuven, that Reuven went and he was and he switched the bed with Bilhah and Zilpah. So Ma'aseh Reuven Nikra V'lo Metargim. The story of Reuven is read by Kriyas HaTorah and you don't translate it. The story of Tamar is read and translated. So that's the story of Tamar by Yehuda and Tamar, that whole story, we read it and we translate it. Maisa Egel and Ishe, the beginning of the story of the Egel, of the Egel of Zahav. So we read it and we translate it. Vasheni, the second time he talks about the story of the Egel. So we have the way the Torah tells the story is that first the Torah tells the story of what happened. Then Moshe Rabbeinu descends from the mountain and he comes to Aaron and he inquires and he asks of Aaron what happened. And Aaron repeats to Moshe Rabbeinu what happened. That second recounting of how Aaron recounts the story to Moshe Rabbeinu, that we read, but we don't translate. And the first one is what? The first was how it unfolds, the story of the Egel. That as the Torah tells the story, so we read it and we translate it. When Aaron repeats the story, when he recounts the story, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain and he asks Aaron, what happened? And Aaron tells Moshe Rabbeinu what happened. That
we don't
tell. This whole psukim, those four psukim, we don't translate. We read it, but we don't translate. Birchas Koyanim, the Birchas Koyanim, Maisa David Va'amlin, Ekrayim Metargim. So the Birchas, when it comes to Birchas Koyanim in the Tarekriyas Atera, the Balkir reads it, not translated. Now in the Haftarah, Maisa David Ba'amen, the story of David and Amnon, so we read and we don't translate. In Maskinim B'Merkava, we don't say Maskir, we don't read about the Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Yehuda Maskir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to read as part of the Haftarah the Maisa Merkava, and in fact, on Shavuos, we read the Maisa Merkava. After we read about how Hashem revealed himself on Har Sinai, the Haftarah is how Hashem revealed himself.
What would be the problem?
The Merkava? The problem is that we don't darshan in Maisa Bereishit, and we don't darshan in Maisa Merkava. So, Maisa Bereishit is a little bit more lenient, and Maisa Merkava is very stringent. Even in Halacha, Maisa Merkava, you have to be very careful. You don't teach it to anyone. You teach it to only someone who's filled his belly with shas and poskim, and he is already a Muslim, and then only for the Misa, only by giving him all the Rashi Tzvarim, he only say that, and he has to understand it on his own. We're talking about as it stands in strict halacha is a Maisa Merkava, we don't darshan. And now, because we don't darshan, Maisa Merkava, so we imagine that you don't, so there's a machlokes, but whether you should even say that it's a Haftarah altogether. But Rabbi Yehuda Maser, Rabbi Yehuda allowed them. Rabbi Elazar Oyved, Rabbi Elazar says, "In Matkinim Ba'Oyved Yerushalayim." We don't say Aseid Oyved Yerushalayim because Oyved Yerushalayim, where it says that make known to Yerushalayim the Toyevei says Yerushalayim. The abominations that the people of Yerushalayim did will be made known. We don't want to read that after that, but the Tanakhama disagrees with Rebbe Elazar. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara says that the Chan said, the Rabbi said, Yesh Niknin and Metagin and Yesh Niknin and Metagin. There are those parts of Teda that you read and you translate, and there are those parts that you read and you don't translate. Yesh loy nikdin, loy metargumin. So, we'll take out these words because there's nothing that we don't read and not metargumin in the Torah, although there may be things that we don't read and not metargumin in the Deem and Afseda. Elum nikdoyim metargumin. And these you read and you are metargumin. And we're going to have here the Rosh Hashanah for the next, to tell us, as mnemonics, to remember the next several cases that we're going to talk about. And Balas Akam Yishpatim. So Maisa Voracious, the base goes for Voracious. Maisa Voracious, the Maisa Voracious, Nikar Matargi. It's you read it and you translate it. So we're asked, Pshita, why would I think not that you don't read, that you don't translate Maisa Voracious? My inspiration means how Hashem created the world. So, the tema, I would have thought, also the Shiyule, Malamata. Somebody's going to come to ask what's above and what's below. What's above and what's below is there are different opinions of what it means, what's above, what's below. But in the Sagiga, this is from the Gemara Sagiga. And so I'd say that when you look at the story of Chayes HaKedesh, it seems like the Chayes are above the Kisei, the Allah Kisei, it's above it seems to be even above Hashem. So someone asked, how could the Chayes be above Hashem? And what's above and what's below is Malifnim and Mala Ocher, what's in before and what's after. So there's different opinions, but the simple explanation is what was there in the world before my submission, before the creation of the world, what's afterwards, what will be after the there will be no more world. So the Mashmalon so teaches us that no, you can translate the simple gracious part of the kin. We're not concerned that someone's going to ask these questions. Just from the simple translation of the Maisa Bereishah. Maisa Loit, the story of Loit, which saved the Esav and his two daughters, when after he ran away and he had relations with his two daughters and they became pregnant. So, Nikru Mitarkin, we read it and we translate it. The Gemara asked Pshita, what's the reason why? No. Why would I think he had any different? So, the Gemara asked, is Mao the Tame, I would have thought Nechash the created Avram that we should be concerned about the covet of Avram, that Loit was Avram's nephew, and that his nephew was such a mushkas, mashmalan, so we say, no. That you're not responsible for your relative's actions. Maisa Tamar Behuda, Nikrim Metargim. The Maisa of Tamar and Behuda, we read, and we're Metargim. So Pshita, Gemara says, Pasha said, well, why would it be different? Mao is the same as Gemara says, I would have thought, let's just say to Behuda, we should have. Which was concerned about the covet of Yehuda that he went and from seemingly king to prince, Pashat of the Pasuk, that he went and he concerned with the prostitute, mashallah. So we say, you know, that you do, that Shikh Yehuda Oide, that really we're going to translate it because it's not denigrating Yehuda, it actually says it's praise that he afterwards was Moida to what he did. Maisa Egel Edishai. The Maisa of the Egel Edition, the story of how they made the Egel, the fashion of the Egel, Mikta Umetargin. It's read and it's translated. The Gemara asks, Shita, Pasha, the Gemara says, now the pain literally finishes, so I would have thought possibly that we should be concerned about the covet of the Yidden, that the Yidden went and they made an Egel, we shouldn't translate it. So Mashmalon, so they come to tell us that Kolshkin, the Michaluhu, the Havalehe, Kafada. that the Yidden would prefer that we do translate it, because it every time we hear the reading of the story of the Egel, and it causes embarrassment, so that's part of the kafara. It takes away lessons from the aveda, the end of punishment, as we learned elsewhere in the Gemara, that the punishment of the Egel was so great that they went and they bowed down to the Egel so shortly after the revelation that Hashem said this punishment really should require Rahman al-Islam annihilation. But I'm not going to annihilate, but the punishment, with every punishment will be a little bit of a punishment for every aveda you do, your punishment will be a little bit for the Egel Azah. So learn a lesson. So that aveda we're still paying for until today. So we'd rather that this should be the kafara, the embarrassment. Others say there wasn't any kafara. I'm sorry?
Do you mind if we continue? Can we do it a little earlier tonight?
Catch up? I have another one. I'm going to do it on my own. Continue. Tell me about time you have to go.
No.
Right, if you want.
7:48.
Okay, you know, I could finish up now, and I can come back tonight, and then we can catch up. You're not going to be here. Just double repeat.
Okay.
Kol is the brachos mitzrayim mitargem. The kol is the brachos. The So we read it and we mitargem. The more so pshita, pasha, ma'amah. The more so I would have.